Right now, though, it's 5:37 on the ticket.
One, two, three, four. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. When it's 6:30, what will he say? Nothing, cause he's done for the day. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30. Yeah, Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
That's right, Mike. Welcome back to one of our favorite segments of the year. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
I don't know what this is based upon. Of course I do.
Well,
my God, that's
this
funny.
This is more of a game show where we ask everybody to play along at home to determine whether or not Mike wants to talk sports at 6:30. That's supposed to be cueing the guitar.
Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
My throat hurts so bad.
What guitar is that?
That's the thing that's in the studio that we got free, and it probably cost $49.
All right, so it is your burden, if you will, to determine whether or not Mike wants to talk sports at 6:30. Now, Mike, as you well know, you can play along in this as well. We go to break around 6:30 after Community Quick Hits. We have one segment after that.
And it's usually an odds and ends kind of segment.
It is. It's kind of free form. It's our own free-for-all, if you will, if we can borrow a page from the Mike Ducey, Sam Gannon playbook. It's our time to screw around a little bit. And so just the other day, matter of fact, I believe it was Wednesday.
Yep.
We came back, and I was talking to you about Melvin Gordon. Now, this was the day of the Zeke signing, and Melvin Gordon, of course, has not been signed yet. Now, back at the station, there was an opportunity for us to talk to our buddies back there, Jake Kemp, Donovan Lewis, and Sean Bass. They were doing a Cowboys show, all right? But we had 10 minutes to kill at 6:30. And so I thought, you know what? A great way to do that would be trying to compare Melvin Gordon's situation, unsigned, to Zeke, who just got signed. And so, yeah, why not throw this around a little bit? And here's how it went. And you tell us, America, did Mike want to talk sports at 6:30?
They would flip him immediately.
Crank it.
Melvin Gordon. Yeah, you got to turn it way up, Chris, okay?
They would flip him.
That sounds like crap.
Melvin Gordon.
Turn it off. Let me email this to Mino. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's unairable.
Yeah, we have a weird audio cord because those songs are sounding weird too, Mike, right?
Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
Yeah, in the meantime, play the entire open again.
Yeah,
so we
do
can
that
enjoy
so
it.
I can get this to David. Hit the open, Dave.
Okay, I only have that one.
Oh.
We're having issues back here too.
All right, I sent you this to your...
Let's talk sports for... like a minute.
Well, he doesn't want
to talk sports.
He didn't want to talk sports at 5:30.
Let's see if we can do this
again.
I
don't want to talk sports at 5:30.
God, whoa, bless America.
Almighty, the hell?
We have it. We have it. Just let us handle it.
All right.
Mic 1. 6:30, mic 1.
Downloading. So the Cowboys play this weekend.
That's what I'm hearing. It's going to be a barn burner of a game.
Are you sure?
They would
here we go.
Him immediately
here we go.
To get Melvin Gordon and then offer up a mid-round pick, which I'm assuming the Chargers wouldn't do. The Chargers were saying they're holding out for a first and a fifth or something like that, which they're not going to get that either.
Yeah.
So if I were them and somebody did offer me up a player that, you know, I don't know if Jordan Howard's comparable to Melvin Gordon, but he had a couple of good years.
Yeah, he did. Let's go back to the mothership and see what our little buddies Donovan and Jake think about.
All right, pause it right there. Again, we have 10 minutes that we're trying to fill here.
And it sounds like you're trying to have a sports discussion.
I am.
You end your point, and all Mike says, yeah, he did. Anyway, let's go back to the mothership.
Let's play that one more time. And again, you in your head determine, does Mike want to talk sports at 6:30? They would flip him immediately to get Melvin Gordon and then offer up a mid-round pick, which I'm assuming the Chargers wouldn't do. The Chargers were saying they're holding out for a first and a fifth or something like that, which they're not going to get that either.
Yeah.
So if I were them and somebody did offer me up a player that, you know, I don't know if Jordan Howard's comparable to Melvin Gordon, but he had a couple of good years.
Yeah, he did. Let's go back to the mothership and see what our little buddies, Donovan.
All right. Pause it.
So
wait a minute.
I don't think that you're allowed to speak. This is my game show.
Let the host run the show.
Now, Mike, if I can call you that, it appears your two contributions to 630 Sports Talk were the following. Yeah, and yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God.
All right.
There's a reason for that. Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
I will talk sports anytime, day or night, including 6:30.
I don't think so, man. Listen how confused Jake and Sean and everybody are back here at
because
the mothership.
Because they were enjoying a nice conversation about Melvin Gordon, too. Yeah. They were so taken aback. Listen how this ended up.
Let's go back to the mothership and see what our little buddies Donovan and Jake think about this, because they got a show coming up here in just a little bit for you. Boys, do you copy?
They're not really listening.
Hey, yo.
There they are.
What's up?
I thought we were going to mix with you guys.
We're mixing right now.
All right,
you have
pause
to get
it there.
For this guy.
I was under the impression that segment was going to be a big mix with them, and we're going to do a little football talk with them.
No, Mike, you just didn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
No, I did want to talk sports at 6:30.
No, I don't think so.
I just wanted them in on it, that's all.
No, all right. Well, if you would like to fight us on that, that's fine. We have another example.
Okay.
And it happened the next day.
Yes, yes. So again, America, you determine. Does Mike want to talk sports at 6:30? Now, I had to leave, all right? I had to leave yesterday to get down to the movie theater, and I left at 6:47. We go to break at 6:50.
Yeah.
You'll hear me say, all right, you guys got this, I'm gone. Now, you tell me, based on this conversation that followed after I left, does Mike want to talk sports at 6:30? Yeah, that's true. All right, I have to go. So you guys carry on for the next 3 minutes. I have to go down to the Cedars to watch
it. We don't have to carry on for the next 3 minutes. We can take a break right now.
Pause it.
Stop it right there.
He just wants to go to break now.
Mike doesn't want to talk sports. Because you don't want to talk sports at 6:30. That's why.
I want to talk sports with you, not him.
No, right. Mike doesn't want to talk about anything at 6:30, as you will hear as the clip plays on.
We continue to watch it.
We don't have to carry on for the next 3 minutes. We can take a break right now. If we wanted to.
I think we got this.
You're not supposed to, so go. Talk. Bye.
Got air? The Rangers are playing, Mike.
I know. We're watching them on TV.
It's 0-0.
What inning are they in?
I don't know.
Now, right there, this sounds like a special needs conversation. Like that we had just entered into some room of people wearing, like, life helmets.
Uh-huh.
When
the
a
Rangers
big foam
are playing
padded
right
area.
Now,
yes.
Mike.
What channel are they on?
What inning is it?
All right, continue.
What inning are they in?
I don't know. Ask Ty. Oh, he's Diamond
pathetic.
Talk.
Bottom of three. Listen, 800 people are at Camden Yards.
Waiting for
they're not too fired up for Orioles baseball.
All right, take
there,
it, Mike,
they?
Right here.
No.
I've gotten a lot of replies on Twitter about us posing the conspiracy theory.
All right, pause it right there. So they tried to engage you in a little Ranger talk, and there was just like an 8-second pause. Danny just goes, I've gotten some feedback on some things on Twitter. So he did. He brings up a very good point. And let's see if Mike wants to continue talking sports with Danny.
Replies on Twitter about us posing the conspiracy theory that the whole Zeke holdout was an orchestrated reality TV show that will end up being released at some point in future. But they were saying, some guy tweeted me, a couple people said this, that that's his bit, that he's had cameras following him around since he was at Ohio State. He had cameras following him around after the or during the suspension, that maybe he's just ahead of the game as far as documenting his career milestones, or who knows? Some guy posed the idea that all of this stuff was a smokescreen to lessen the interest in the whole Vegas incident with the security officer. I just find it incredibly difficult to believe that when you factor everything, all of these other peripheral things in, that Zeke got exactly what he wanted in the midnight hour right before the deadline, where he was not going to be able to play on Sunday, and ended up getting exactly what he wanted. I just feel like that amount was agreed upon weeks and weeks and weeks ago. I think the Cowboys knew that they were going to sign him to an extension and make him the highest paid running back in the NFL the day he was drafted.
Well, that's a pretty outstanding conspiracy theory. It is 6:50 on the ticket.
I'm going to talk sports at 6:30.
This impassioned soliloquy by Danny, God, who was up there at the pulpit going on and on and on.
Just wanted to have a little Zeke conversation with my friend.
But that's a pretty, what is it?
Well, it's a pretty outstanding conspiracy theory. It is 6:50 on the ticket.
No, he did contribute during my soliloquy where he said, all possible.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, I don't know. If we're scoring at home, do you think that Mike wants to talk sports at 6:30?
Mike doesn't want to talk sports at 6:30.
I'm sorry, Mike. You've lost. The answer is no. You don't want to talk sports at 6:30.
Whatever. I'll talk them right now, though.
Well, it's time for a break.